we have coming up, Take Me to the Greek. That stars Russell Brand, great British comedian. And Jonah Hill, remember him from Superbad? He's a funny guy. And it's produced by Judd Apatow. Adam Sandler's producer. No, Adam Sandler's roommate, Seth Rogen's producer. That's Judd Apatow. What else is coming up? Oh, yeah, a little movie called Sex and the City, Part 2. That movie's only 2 hours and 20 minutes, I believe, so it's kind of long. But if you like Sex and the City, like those fashions, then you might get a kick out of it. That's our show for today. We want to thank you for listening to CITR, Robert Waldman, for Reel to Reel at the Movies on CITR FM 101.9. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon.
Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in 5 words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah. I'm sure of one thing. Her spelling's atrocious. She told me to read between the lines. Tell her exactly what I got out of it. I told her affection had two F's. Especially when you're dealing with me.
Val is back, and so am I. My name's Anita B, and this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I am your host, Anita B. We just heard Sloan. Yes, we did. That was from their first release. My goodness, way, way, way back in, I'm going to say 91. Nope, 92. That's Murder Records. It's a six-song EP. And the song was Underwhelmed. Yes, love it. Okay, that was Sloan, of course, who hail from Halifax. You know them. How can you not know them? Anyways, this show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, deals with Canadian music, and I'm here until 8 o'clock. And I'm here every second week from 6:30 till 8. Now, I mentioned Val, so she is my the person who comes on after me. And I haven't seen her in a few weeks. Well, actually, I haven't seen her in a couple of my shows. And since I'm here every second week, that means she's been away for, I think it's been like 4 weeks. And if I'm not mistaken, I think she was in Austin. No, I think New Zealand. She just walked away. But so that should be interesting to be caught up with Val, the lovely Val. Her show is at 8 o'clock. It goes until 10, and it is called Folk Oasis. Yes. And anyways, let me quickly tell you, before we move on, I saw part of a movie last night that I'm really jonesing to see the rest of. And let me give you, this is my third of a movie review, if that makes any sense. So the movie is The Mayor of Sunset Strip. Mayor of Sunset Strip. And it deals with Rodney Bigenheimer. And Rodney Bigenheimer is kind of sort of like, well, I'm going to almost say like Nardwar of the Sunset Strip in LA, but Nardwar, not so much. I think sort of. I mean, there's parallels is what I'm going to say. But this guy's been going, he's been in the music scene as like, I guess you could say, a professional fan of music and musicians since the 60s. And so anyways, in the documentary, which you really should see it, The Mayor of Sunset Strip, released back in 2003, I got up to the part where he just opens a club. So anyways, it's really, really good. And I need to go home and see the rest of it. So yeah, he's also, I think, a K-Rock DJ. down in LA. Have you seen the movie Val? Val's here. She is. Have you seen the movie The Mayor of Sunset Strip with Rodney Bigginheimer?
No, I've heard of it.
Yes, it's really good. I saw like a third of it last night. So I'm telling the audience how they need to go see it because so far it's awesome. Anyways, that's my quick little half review of a movie that I saw half of, barely. Okay, so let's move on. I'm going to simply play some of my favorites tonight. I mean, I always play my favorites musically. I'm going to... Usually I start with, like, new music and I go backwards in time. So today I started with some Sloan, so maybe we'll just go forwards. Maybe that'll be the theme of the show. So we started in 1992. Now we're going to move on over while we're staying in Halifax. And we're going to visit the Super Friends. We're going to hang out with the Super Friends. And I've got their 1995 Murder Records release in my hands. It's mock-up scale down. And I'm going to play the song that I love to play, which is called Rescue Us From Boredom. 6, 7, 8. Yes, song 8. So, little tip to all you aspiring musicians who plan on releasing music. If you want to release a CD... It's so easy if you could just label the songs with numbers. That would be so nice. Just a little tip. You know, that's my tip of the day. Anyways, this here is the Super Friends. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Can we talk to you? You cool beyond repair. Doing a cool jerk so you kids could make me sick. I'd like to see you try. Don't you know my life is such a drag to me. All this heavy metal, all this heavy irony. I wanna be back home.
Hey Goodwood, I got the photos today, and it shows, and it shows.
Pitches. Hello, and your name is?
My name is Johnny Rockstar.
And your previous ad campaigns?
So I've done ad campaigns for Mountain Drew Energy Drinks, Red Bull, and Rockstar.
Okay, let's see what you got.
Music Waste 2010, 2 seconds of it. Music, art, and comedy. MusicWaste.ca.
Sorry, there will be no monster trucks.
Get out.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support Music Waste.
We'll be right back.
right. That is the lovely Gays, who were super cool being on K Records and all. Vancouver band of three girls. That album that we heard that from was called Mitsumiro, and the name of the song is Portrait. And Miko Hoffman, I am actually filling sort of in the spot she used to do. Miko and I used to share this show here. And the show, by the way, is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is where I play Canadian music. And my name is Anita B. And back to Gays. Okay, so Gays are no longer, which is sad. But they live on in my heart. Anyways, that was Gays. G-A-Z. Or if you're American, G-A-Z-E. All right, so before Gays, we heard a local band, The Battles, and that song, Lycanthropy, is pretty old. It comes from the Mint Records compilation, which is The Good Jacket Presents Vancouver Special. And that's one of my favorite songs off that multi-songed comp. Yes. And then before that, we heard the Super Friends of the song Rescue Us from Boredom from their 95 Murder Records album, Mock Up, Scale Down. All right, let's see. My name, as I mentioned, is Anita B. And Val is here. She's back from New Zealand. That's where she went. I knew she went to New Zealand. And I'm sure, have you not, like, am I the first person who's asked you if you saw the, what are they called again? Those dudes? Flight of the Conchords. She went to New Zealand, and the first thing in my head was those two guys, you know, the Flight of the Conchord guys. And apparently she did not hang out with them. So, but I, from what I did hear, the one guy had a baby about a year ago. So there you go. Jermaine. What's his name? Jermaine. Not Jermaine. It's Jermaine. Jermaine. And what's the other dude's name?
Britt.
Not Brett, but Britt. Brit. Oh God, that show, I don't know. Like, at times I love it, other times it's pretty dumb. Like, it's I like their super fan, that girl who loves them. You know her?
Yeah.
She's pretty awesome, yeah. Okay, anyways, let's get on to talking and listening to more Canadian music. Coming up next, I have a band out of Calgary, and I'm talking about Hot Little Rocket. And these guys, sadly enough, are done. The record was released back in 2009. It is their final release. Mind you, these guys were formed back in 89. No, they were formed back in 98, and this last record was released in 2009. So that's 11 years, and they played their last show in Calgary back in September. So, and they are Calgarians. Anyways, the song we're going to hear is called Typewriter, and that's all I need to tell you, I guess. Maybe I'll come back with some weather. And there you go. All right, this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Give your voice a rest.
Misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
green mosquito. You hardly got time, baby mosquito. You're not a larvae. In summer nights, it's just hard with the lights and the trees. Got you down.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there was something new from Hawksley Workman, and it's off his new album. It's called Meat. That's kind of a funny name for an album. I like it. It's just called Meat, as in Luke Meat, or I don't know, frozen meat. There you go. So just meat. It's the noun. And the song we heard was called Baby Mosquito, which is a funny name for a song. But I got to tell you, I am jonesing for a little striptease. Remember that song? So I've decided that I think after I talk to you all, I'm going to play the song that Hawksley Workman made so popular back. Oh, it's about 5 years old now, maybe. I'm trying to see if I can find the name of the album it's from. So, and I say that because I found this link online to play right off the computer for you guys. So if the quality is a little icky, I'm just warning you. So sometimes I play things right off, right from online, I guess, if that's the way you put it. Okay, let me see if I can find the name of that album, though. Why can't I find it in the year it was released? Okay, but I'll come back to you with that information. Okay, but before I play you that, we're gonna I'll tell you that we listened to Dragonette. And that is, Dragonette is a band out of Toronto. And the lead singer, I forget her name off the top of my head, but she is the daughter of a famous Ontario politician. And I forget his name too. But there you go. That's the story with Dragonette. And we heard the title track from their new album, Fixin' to Thrill. And before that, we heard a little hot rock, hot little rocket. From the album, which of the same name, released just less than a year ago. The song was Typewriter. It's funny because there's a band out of Seattle and they're a ska band. They're called Easy Big Fella or Big Easy Fella. And I always get them confused. I'm just like, because I've filled in for Scotty, his show, like once or twice. And I'm always like, and here is Easy Big Fella. But I think it's like Big Easy Fella or whatever. See, this is how bad I am. Anyways. And once I get that stuck in my head, it's hard for me to deactivate my initial instinct on things. There you go. Okay. Yeah, let's move on and listen to some more music. But before I do, I will tell you that this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I am your host, Anita B., and I am very happy, let me tell you, because 2 weeks from Friday is the last day of classes, the last day of school. I'm so ecstatic. I happen to be a local high school teacher, and I work full time. And let me tell you, it's been a long, long year. Whew, it's been a long year. I have taught this year seven separate classes. So when you do that, they call it preps, right? Depending on how many courses you need to prep for. So a lot of teachers will just teach like three classes. Like for example, they might teach 2 social studies 9s, 2 social studies 10s, and then 3 law 12s, right? Because you teach 7 classes as a teacher, as a high school teacher. And this year I've taught like 1 social studies 9, 1 social studies 10, 1 science 9. I've taught like, oh my goodness, an English. It just, the list goes on. This year I'm teaching a math, and there's reasons that my schedule or my timetable was so weird, but it's a transitionary year because I left teaching in a specialized program, and now I'm just back into, it looks like this upcoming year teaching social studies. But I'm so happy it's almost done. It's been a long, long haul. But so 2 weeks from Friday is the last day of classes. And then, of course, there are the exams that happen almost to the end of the month. But whatever. Once that Friday rolls around, the most of it is done. The thick of it. We're through the thick of it is what I'm trying to say. Okay, there you go. That's enough about me. So back to the music. Hawksley Workman. Oh, that's what I'm going to do. So let's listen to a little Hawksley Workman. And let's see if I can find what I'm looking for. And I have it right here. I'm talking about Hawksley Workman and his, okay, I just lost the link here. I just had it up and I have like 5 windows open and I'm having problems here. Okay, hold on a second here. I can do this. Let's go to the other one. Aha, here we are. Okay, so, no, here we go. I think this is it. All right, this should be it. This should be Hawksley Workman with Striptease on CITR 101.9 FM. Vancouver. No, this is not it. Loves a lie. Let's not do this. Let's go back. Oh, good God. Let's try it again. Here we go. This is finally Striptease. Finally, I love this song. It's so sexy.
I want you back. striptease for me, baby. Striptease for me, baby. Striptease for me, baby. All the ways you never ever had. I want you bad. You know I never make you sad. I want you bad. I want you bad. As if I never said the words. I want you first. Only thing that can quench my thirst. I want you first. I want you first.
Show like it round here. As a rule, the windows are open.
I love these guys. This is Frog Eyes out of Victoria, and they have a new album out. It is called Paul's Tomb, A Triumph. The song we just heard is called Odetta's War, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I am here until 8 with you all, and at which point, 8 o'clock, that is when Val and her show, Folk Oasis, join us. She's here from 8 until 10. And then from 10 till 11, we have Caroline M. with her show, Sexy in Van City. Speaking of which, Sexy in the City, so Sex in the City, it looks to me like that new movie is coming out like tomorrow. Wow, how crazy is that? I was just actually last night watching for the first time in a really long time an episode, the episode where Miranda gave birth. I just happened to come across it on TV, and it made me realize how much I love Sex and the City, and it's just been so long since I've encountered it. So I don't know. I never saw the first or... So what is this? Only the second movie? Or is it the third? God. Anyways, I've never seen the movie or the movies associated with it, so maybe I should do that. Maybe I should really go out and rent the first one. But anyways, I think that's tomorrow, because I think tomorrow's May 27th, and I saw a poster for it. All right, well, anyways, that's that. All right, so we heard Frog Eyes. Before Frog Eyes, we heard the New Pornographers with the song Crash Years from their very new album, Together. And let me tell you about the label they're on. The New Pornographers, who were traditionally on Mint Records here out of Vancouver, this record is on a label called Last Gang Records, which here looks like it's out of Toronto, so interesting. Because, if I'm not mistaken, the last New Pornographers record was on Matador. There you go. And Carl Newman is living in upstate New York in, what's it called? Woodstock took place, which would be Woodstock. Yeah, so he's in Woodstock, New York, and apparently it sounds like he's loving it. I read an article in the Discorder about those guys. And the band is strewn all over the place. I guess most of the guys are still here. I don't know where Nico Case is living. I think in the States still someplace. She's lived in various places as well. All right, okay. Anyways, Hoxley Workman. I do believe he's out of Toronto. And we heard the song Striptease from his very old album, which is called Last Night We Were, that's in brackets, The Delicious Wolves. Love it. All right, there you go. Let's move on and listen to some more stuff. Oh, yeah, I've got, you know what I've got coming up next? I have got Wood Pigeon. Now, let's see which CD player I have it in. Wood Pigeon is a band out of Calgary, and it's a good thing I didn't go with my instinct. Yes, because it's in the wrong CD player. So Wood Pigeon is a band out of Calgary, and there are 8 members. Can you believe it? So 8 members from this band. They have a new record out. It is called, let's see if I can find it. Oh, geez. What is it called? I am constantly losing stuff. I'm so disorganized. Anyways, they have a new album out. Let me just pull the CD out and tell you. I think the information's on the actual CD. It is called... Hold on a second here. Here it is. It's called Die Stadt Musikanten. And we are going to hear the first song on this album. And, okay, just close. There we go. There you go. They are new. Well, the album is, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Oh. Problems. CD player's not working. Come on. Okay, let me try another CD here. So far, my show hasn't been too bad. Here we go. Okay, let's try this again. This right here. This is Wood Pigeon. Yes, it is.
Over these lies just enjoy this shape that we're in. Cause we lack the said discipline. Leave a wide stretch of room to forgive. These daily sins, imperfect skin. Just a past replayed in mashup. New costumes, faces, makeup. Repeating but rhyming cup. Let's break down some solid sound. It was you, it was me. It was hard to explain. It was everything. It was space. It was length. Between what we would say, what we would mean.
Val gets gives the approval to that last band, and they are good, aren't they? You know who they are? They are the Parlor Steps. They're good. They're local. That's their new album. It's called, yeah, The Hidden Names, and we heard the song Soft Lies. These guys are quite fabulous, and they need to get fabulous recognition going on, because I don't know, there's some bands that their albums are so killer, and you just don't hear them blow up, or you don't notice, like, there's not like the big hype that there should be. And this is one of those bands, so we need to hype them as much as we can, don't we? Anyways, Caleb Stahl, originally out of Victoria, is the lead singer-songwriter from that band, The Parlor Steps. And they are local. Okay, before The Parlor Steps, what did we hear? We heard, this is why I wanted to play this song, or this band. I was like, why do I want to play the Sun Parlor, or the Sun Parlor, The Parlor Steps right after the Sun Parlor Players? Well, that's why. There you go. It's this like subconscious slash maybe it's a conscious connection. So Parlor Steps, and then before that was the Sun Parlor Players with the song Wall Sisters from their album Wave North. And that is a record from the Leamington Boys, Leamington, Ontario, the southernmost. Well, actually, it's the second most southerly city or town in Canada. The most southerly town, in case you're curious, aside from the settlement on Pelee Island, is Kingsville, Ontario, which is right on Lake Erie. And then apparently maybe like 1/100th of a degree north and a little bit to the east of Kingsville is Leamington. And that's where the Sun Parlor Players are from, which is very close to Canada's smallest national park and most southerly one, which is Point Pelee Provincial Park. Or Point Pelee, not provincial, but Point Pelee National Park. There you go. Okay, I'm going to be going to that region in the summer. Yes, I'm from Essex County. I'm from that area, which is very cool. So I'm excited. Good summers. It's a summer area. If you like your summers, go down to Essex County, Ontario. Okay, before the Sun Parlor Players, we heard Wood Pigeon, which is an 8-piece band out of Calgary. The song was Die Stadt Musikanten from an album of the same name. We have about 11 minutes before Val comes on with her show, which is Folk Oasis. And until then, we are going to hear something from... Oh, yeah, we're going to hear the Paperbacks. So the Paperbacks are a band out of Winnipeg. They've been going on for a long time. So they formed back in 2000, and they formed out of the ashes of the Bonaduces. Does anyone remember the Bonaduces? Because I do. I was actually in a band years ago. Back at about that time, and we played some shows with the Bonaduces in Winnipeg. Pretty crazy, huh? Yes. Okay. So they meaning the Paperbacks, have a new album out. It is called Lit From Within, and we're gonna hear. Let's see, what do we got here? We're gonna hear. It's like a double CD as well. So there's. Good God. There's 32 songs on this CD, people. 32. So we're going to hear the song. How about song number 2? It's just called Stars. And then in brackets, it says For Claire Massey. All right. So here we go. This is a This is the paperbacks from the new album. And my name is Anita B. And this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I will be back in 2 more weeks from 6:30 until 8. And this is where Canadian music is played for an hour and a half. All right, here you go. I bid you all adieu. Possibly I may not be chatting with you again. So this is the paperbacks from their new album, Lit From Within on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
December in the desert air, your family and your friends are scattered like their scraps of dust on Santa Ana winds. Some fanless hostile places somewhere legally insane. Some died, some got arrested, or were just otherwise detained. Now you search for winter's definition, but all the shades. There's heat that scorches and heat that whispers incoherent names. But you'll find some spotty evidence in your faded Polaroids of food not bombed from Oregon, of your houses now destroyed.
good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All the time to see dancing. Guess you better find your way back home.
The Calgary Folk Music Festival is 4 days of 68 artists from 14 countries. Artists: Avid Brothers, Star, St. Vincent, Michael Franti, Timber Tamper, Obijou, Man Man, Kanono No. 1, and DJ Logic. Even more than that, July 22nd to 25th at Princess Island Park. Let the music take you to Nerdville. Visit CalgaryFolkFest.com on your computer machine. Can I go now?